From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, is pounding the central Bahamas Thursday with torrential rains and sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding across Haiti. Nassau resident Jenny Minus hopes residents will be able to ride out the storm without serious injury.
I just hope no lives are lost. That's my main thing. Once lives are not lost, it's okay for me.
Nearly 30 people have been killed since Matthew's rampage began this week through the Caribbean. Tens of thousands displaced in Haiti. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We are seeing a lot of damaged housing because of the flood and the heavy rains and those strong winds. A lot of houses have been completely destroyed. We are also seeing a lot of people being rushed and evacuated to temporary shelters.
The U.S. dispatched helicopters to help in search and rescue and to ferry supplies. Haiti had to postpone its presidential and legislative elections. The storm expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's east coast later Thursday, where Governor Rick Scott implored citizens to take warnings seriously.
Regardless if there is a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. I cannot emphasize it enough that everyone in our state must prepare now for a direct hit.
An estimated 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been told to leave voluntarily or under mandatory order coastal areas for the safety of the interior. Italy's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 11,000 migrants off Libya's coast this week while recovering nearly 30 bodies of those attempting to cross the Mediterranean for Europe. More than 5,000, mostly Africans, were rescued Tuesday and Wednesday. More than 140,000 have arrived on Italian shores so far this year. This is VOA News. The Obama administration has criticized Israeli plans to build more Jewish settlements in the West Bank, land the Palestinians want as a part of a future state. Josh Earnest, a White House spokesman, discussed the matter Wednesday.
And our concern is based on our long-standing view that settlement activity and other efforts to change the facts on the ground in the West Bank and East Jerusalem undermines the goal of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Israel insists this is not a new settlement, but an existing one. It will not expand its borders. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy intercepted a boat carrying pro-Palestinian female activists trying to break a naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Air Force also struck a series of targets in Gaza in response to a rocket strike on an Israeli border town. At least 19 pro-government Sunni tribal leaders killed in an airstrike that may have been carried out by either U.S. or Iraqi aircraft targeting Islamic State fighters south of the IS-held Iraqi city Mosul. An investigation is underway. At the end of a two-day international donors conference on Afghanistan in Brussels, participants pledged more than $15 billion over 4 years. Abdullah Abdullah is Afghanistan's chief executive.
I'm heartened to see the international community and donor nations treat Afghanistan as a multi-year and long-term aid partner, knowing full well that we are very much focused on self-reliance.
The funds from 75 countries and more than 20 organizations is about the same as the commitment level made by donors at a conference held 4 years ago in Tokyo. UN peacekeepers are under fire from a rights group over their alleged conduct during an outbreak of violence in South Sudan last July. The Washington-based Center for Civilians in Conflict said the peacekeepers abandoned their posts and failed to protect civilians. Hundreds were killed. Indian soldiers Thursday killed three suspected militants trying to launch an attack on an army base in Indian Kashmir. It was the second such attack after militants killed an Indian soldier Sunday. Former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres appears on the threshold becoming the ninth U.N. Secretary General. That announcement by Russia's U.N. Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, the current Security Council president.
After our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite, and his name is Antonio Guterres. And we have decided to go for a formal vote tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and we hope it can be done by acclamation.
The 67-year-old Guterres, the High Commissioner for Refugees, would replace Ban Ki-moon, who steps down at year's end. Polish lawmakers Thursday rejected plans for a church-supported near-total ban on abortion, seen as a setback for ruling conservatives. It comes in the wake of street protests by tens of thousands of black-clad women. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.